Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Feels like 49er season. We're down at Levi Stadium doing the show down here today, even though we got tons of stuff going on in the NBA. The White Sox in town to take on the Giants, but soon enough we'll be at training camp hanging out with Matt Maiocco, who joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line at Maiocco NBCS. Make sure not only do you read his great stuff, but the 49ers Talk podcast, which has Scott McLuhan, which is a cool podcast, joining he and Jennifer Lee Chan. So make sure that you check that one out as well. What's happening? How are you?
I'm doing great. July 1st, right? Is that today?
Yeah.
Today's the 1st.
25 days.
Are you on holiday now, by the way? Are you in between the mini camps and...
I am. Oh, Madonna, yeah. I've been doing seeking adventures out there. But today, July 1st, that means that we are in the same month as the start of football season.
How do you training camp? Yeah.
How do you get yourself ready? Do you have a training camp to get ready for training camp? Are you getting ready?
That's a good question. Well, right now I'm this is my getting energized, recharging the battery. Drinking beer, you know, all the things I need to replenish fluids and all that stuff to get ready.
Hydrate. It's very hot when we get to training. I know you're good at that. All right, July 1st also is a business month because you want to get things done before training camp starts. So let's start with Jimmy Garoppolo, because this to Sean Watson hearing the last 3 days, and it sounds like we thought maybe it would get hidden in the news cycle of the 4th of July, but now it's going to be definitely after the 11th of July, but sometime around then, and then Jimmy's going to start being able to throw a football. Baker Mayfield's there, so something we've been talking about for weeks and weeks. Now that we're into July, we're going to have resolution in the coming weeks, we would think. So this triangle, Deshaun, Baker, Jimmy, do the pieces fit? How do you see this coming down?
It's. I just don't know with what the Browns would want, what the Browns are seeking. It certainly sounds like, you know, Baker Mayfield doesn't want to be there, and they don't want him there. So that doesn't seem like an option. And if Deshaun Watson is suspended for a season, I think then that the Browns have to look at. They have a roster that can win a lot of football games with good play from their quarterback. So I would think, you know, depending on what they want to do salary cap wise and where they are and how much money they want to spend, Garoppolo certainly would become an option for them. I'm sure they would try to work it with the 49ers. If it got that far, that they would look at, you know, would the 49ers pick up some of that $24.2 million salary that he's owed, which is non-guaranteed, by the way. So the Browns would be in a situation where, you know, they might play a little game of chicken with the 49ers as well. Like, you know, why would we give up something that we don't need to when we think the 49ers are going to release him anyway, and then we could get him, you know, just for the contract and not have to give up any draft picks. The 49ers could leave Garoppolo kind of twisting in the wind and do the same with the Browns, whereas, nope, we're going to keep him unless you give up something to obtain him from us. So I don't know how that thing's going to play out, but when I look at it, to me, the Browns have to be the most logical option for Garoppolo because they're the team that's set up to win, whereas Carolina, I think it behooves Carolina. I think it behooves Seattle not to necessarily have great quarterback play, because next year's quarterback class, on paper anyway, right now in the draft, is going to be a lot stronger. And so those teams would have an opportunity to get their quarterback of the future, you know, potential franchise quarterback a year from now if they don't win too many games this year. So there's a lot of elements to that, to this. And I honestly have no, and I don't know if anybody has any idea how this whole thing's going to shake out.
Matt Maiocco is joining us, quarterback situation of the 49ers, of course. We're discussing if not this Brown situation, are they going to have to release him? Because it doesn't seem like anybody else is going to step up. I don't think they want to trade him to Seattle. The guys that I talked to in Seattle say they don't have interest in Jimmy at this point. But if not Cleveland, then release?
That would be, I would think that that's the most logical, reasonable, rational way the 49ers would handle this. I mean, they already told us at the start of free agency that they view Nate Sudfeld as a backup quarterback. Is Jimmy Garoppolo better than Nate Sudfeld? I would think so. But is he so much better as a backup that you're going to pay him, you know, $24 million to be your backup? I don't know. I just think it causes too many issues with everything, all dynamics. And we're talking outside the locker room, inside the locker room. If Jimmy Garoppolo remains on the team and is breathing down Trey Lance's back, you know, if Trey Lance, you got to give this guy, who the 49ers hope will be the quarterback for the next decade or more, you got to give him room. If he gets off to a poor start and people are complaining and people are like looking for, you know, where's Garoppolo? He can save the season like he did last year, come on strong and team get hot. I don't know. I just think that causes too many issues. I think it puts too much pressure on Trey Lance. And even Garoppolo said, you know, after the season that was a really rough year for him. I think he was fine doing it 1 year, knowing that, you know, he was a lame duck quarterback, but I don't think he wants to do it a second year. So then the 49ers have to decide, okay, what's more important, having a quarterback who's a really good, you know, the best backup quarterback in the league, or is it using all that cap space that you're saving to enable your team to stay together for future seasons, get that deal done with Deebo Samuel, get the extension with Nick Bosa probably a year from now, and also account for the rising costs of the contracts such as Armstead, you know, George Kittle, Fred Warner, Trent Williams, and others.
Others would be Deebo as well.
Yeah,
which leads to 4 weeks from, they're going to check in on the 26th here and then hit the field on the 29th. So 4 weeks. So the Deebo Samuel thing that's been going on April, May, June, and we saw him at the mandatory minicamp in June. Didn't do anything on the field, but he was there. He was smiling. He's playing catch with Kyle's son. And we kind of thought there was a thawing there, and then we get some reports that he did not rescind the contract, the trade demand. And so where are we at, do you think? Do you think Deebo Samuel, when the 49ers hit the practice field for training camp 4 weeks from today, Matt, do you think he is signed, sealed, and delivered and back in number 19?
Well, here's one that I would feel more confident in saying than saying that he will be signed, sealed, and delivered when training camp opens. I think he will be signed and sealed for, you know, a very competitive contract before he steps on the field again with the 49ers. I think the 49ers are fully aware that he is underpaid, and they understand what they had, you know, what they went through the previous 2 years with George Kittle and Fred Warner. And so there was this mutual understanding, if not just common respect, that, hey, let's get a deal done before we even ask you to step on the field, because then you're taking the risk of an injury. And so I think the same thing. I don't think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch would expect Deebo Samuel to take part in practices if he doesn't have a long-term contract. As long as what the 49ers are offering is reasonable and is top of the market, not necessarily top of the market, but among, you know, the top half dozen wide receivers in the league. And right now, all those receivers are generally in that same area. And when we're talking about real functional money. So I think it'll get done before Deebo Samuel steps on the field. Now, whether that happens, you know, before or on July 26th or shortly thereafter, I think it'll get done because I just don't think that there's another option. You know, Deebo Samuel, I don't know that he has to like officially declare, you know, to the universe that he has rescinded his trade demand, but there's just no other, I just don't see any other option for him. I mean, what's he going to do? Not play, you know, not the professional football player decide that he's not going to earn money playing professional football. So I just don't see any other option for him or really the 49ers because they've already found out what Deebo Samuel is worth to other teams as far as a trade. And I think probably everybody, Deebo Samuel included, would look at what the 49ers received as far as an offer from the Jets. And I think we could all come to the same conclusion that that's just not good enough. That's, you know, that's not going to get it done. And so I just don't see how and trust me, I still don't know exactly what's going on with Deebo. And I'm not sure the team knows exactly either, like what prompted him to demand a trade. But I have a hard time believing just seeing how he interacted with teammates and coaches and everybody during mandatory minicamp. I have a difficult time believing that whatever it was that irked him can't be resolved.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Matt Maiocco is joining us. You know what's interesting, too? From a structure and from a monetary standpoint, Terry McLaurin just signed, A.J. Brown signed when he got traded. Like, all these players, and I know there's not an exact comp for Deebo and what he does, but at his position group, all these young players have been signed. It would seem to me that the structure and the money of the contract is pretty obvious at this point.
I would agree. I think the only one, maybe the only guy who hasn't signed would be DK Metcalf.
Right.
But all these guys, you're right. The young guys, the proven guys, everybody's coming in right around the same level as far as compensation per year. And then it becomes a matter of, you know, what the structure is, how many years, how much fully guaranteed, how much partially guaranteed. Maybe that's part of it, too, is that, you know, kind of the injury guarantees might be more applicable to Deebo Samuel because of just the way he plays. But I just have a really hard time thinking that when the sides get together and start talking actual contract numbers, that they won't come to an agreement pretty quickly on what the total package is, and then it's a matter of just how it's structured. But I see the Deebo Samuel contract being a lot easier to accomplish than, say, the Nick Bosa contract maybe a year from now, because I think there are just so many comps that you can look at on the NFL wide receiver market, and not only just the guys at the top, but I mean all these contracts have been signed within the past, you know, 2, 3, 4 months. And so it should not be that difficult to get something done from that standpoint.
Yeah, some of these contracts the wide receivers are getting are just insane. You wonder if Jerry Rice was playing today, what kind of money he would get. Which leads to, we are at Levi's today, and when we drive in here on an occasion, depending on where we park, we drive in Bill Walsh way. And we're thinking of the coach today. And I know he wasn't the active coach when you were covering the team, but he was around, obviously, in different roles, vice president, consultant. Before his passing, Matt, when you were covering the 49ers or just in the Bay Area doing your thing, how much interaction did you have with the great Bill Walsh?
Quite a bit. Yeah, actually quite a bit. I mean, he was one of these guys that, you know, you'd call his office and he would pick up the phone and or he would call you back. I mean, he was always around. You know, he had a role from the time I started covering. He had a role, you know, or he wasn't with the team, then he was with the team, and then he wasn't with the team again. But no, he was very, very much available, and I did talk to him quite a bit through the years.
Trey Lance, we've had a whole conversation here, and we haven't even mentioned him one time, but Peter Schrager was saying that that the 49ers are incredibly impressed with his offseason. Other people say that they're frustrated. It's the main reason. I just want to see the kid play so that we can form an opinion on a consistent basis. I just want to see him play, because you hear one report one week that says that they, you know, he's regressed or they don't like what he's doing, and then you hear Peter Schrager say that, man, they love what he's doing and playbook and all these different things. Have you heard anything definitive about his offseason?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm hearing that it's been great. It's been, you know, I can see it with my own eyes too. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know where the whole there, whatever, you know, underwhelmed. I mean, I've never heard anything remotely negative about him as a, you know, as a person, as a leader, work ethic, any of that. I think he struggled at a point last season in practices when he basically had to relearn how to grip and spin a football because he had that broken index finger. But, you know, watching him on the practice field, and just not only that, it's like I'm big into body language and just looking how guys associate with other people, and then hearing what his teammates say too, and hear what the coaches say. I don't know that his offseason could have gone any better. And that doesn't surprise me at all that Peter would say that. Peter's pretty plugged in with the 49ers organization. So, I think everybody – I don't think things could have gone any better for Trey Lance, whether it's on the field, off the field, whatever. But that is certainly no guarantee that he's going to play effective winning football. But I think everybody kind of feels the same way, which is – okay, you know, he's ready now. Like, he will never be more ready than he is right now. Now he's got to learn on the job and, you know, correct the mistakes and just gain experience. And, you know, the quarterback we see when the season kicks off is going to be a lot different than the quarterback we see a year from now when the season kicks off. And I think everybody's fully committed on making sure that, you know, he gets his opportunity now. And that whole process can begin. I mean, the guy is 22 years old, and I forget what the number is. What was he started, like 16 games, something like that, since he played his final game of high school? Mm-hmm. So if at some point you just got to rip the Band-Aid off and say, go for it. And I think that that's where the 49ers are, and that's where Trey Lance is, because I don't think he's going to be any more ready for his first full season as a starter than he is right now.
And great stuff as always. Have a happy 4th. We appreciate it, and we'll see you in this exact spot in 25 days.
Sounds great, Joe.
Hydrate.
Have a great weekend.
Hydrate.
He's the best.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.